Each of the five parts of the U.S. Armed Forces has many commanders and other leaders, but the president as commander-in-chief outranks or has more power than any of them. As commander-in-chief, the president can tell the armed forces where to go and when. The president can even lead the armed forces on the battlefield or where the fighting actually takes place. However, presidents rarely do that because they know that the leaders of the armed forces have more military experience and knowledge than they do. In fact, only two presidents have ever used their power as commander-in-chief to actually lead soldiers or the people who fight in a war onto the battlefield. These were Presidents George Washington and James Madison. Some people think that the commander-in-chief has too much power to make and fight wars, especially with America's recent war on terror or fear caused by another group of people through violence. Many people would like to limit the types of things that the president can do when fighting against terrorists.